Message number 3. The King Savior's name given by God and Emmanuel. The King Savior's name called by men. Roman numeral number 1. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. A. Jesus is the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew name Joshua, which means the Jehovah the Savior, or salvation of Jehovah. Jesus is Jehovah becoming our Savior and our salvation. Romans 10:12, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, and rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. B. The name Jesus includes the name Jehovah, which means I am who I am, indicating that Jehovah is the self-existing and ever-existing eternal one, the one who was in the past, who is in the present, and who will be in the future forever. 1. Jehovah is the only one who is and who depends on nothing apart from himself. We must exercise our spirit of faith to believe that he is and we are not. He is the only one, the unique one in everything, and we are nothing. 2. As the I Am, he is the all-inclusive one, the reality of every positive thing and of whatever his people need. 3. We may say that we believers have a sign checked with the space for the amount left blank, and we can fill in whatever we need. Whatever we need, Jesus is, such as light, life, power, wisdom, holiness, or righteousness. Everything we need is found in the name of Jesus. C. Jesus is our Joshua, the one who brings us into rest, which is himself as the good land to us. D. The Lord's name, his person, is the all-inclusive compound spirit. E. The name of Jesus is above every name. Philippians 2:9. Therefore, also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. 10. That in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth. 1. The name of Jesus is for us to believe into. 2. The name of Jesus is for us to be baptized into. 3. The name of Jesus is for us to be saved. 4. The name of Jesus is for us to be healed. 5. The name of Jesus is for us to be washed, sanctified, and justified. 6. The name of Jesus is for us to call upon. 7. The Spirit is the heavenly air for us to breathe. By exercising our spirit to call upon the name of the Lord, we breathe in the Spirit and thereby receive the Spirit. F. The purpose of calling on the name of the Lord is 1. To be saved. 2. To be rescued from distress, trouble, sorrow, and pain. 3. To participate in the Lord's loving kindness, his mercy. 4. To partake of the Lord's salvation. 5. To receive the Spirit. 6. To drink the spiritual water and eat the spiritual food for satisfaction. 7. To enjoy the riches of the Lord. 8. To stir ourselves up. 9. The name of Jesus is for us to pray in. 10. The name of Jesus is for us to be gathered into. 11. The name of Jesus is for us to cast out demons. 12. The name of Jesus is for us to speak boldly in. G. Satan hates the name of Jesus. 1. Satan utilizes people to attack the name of Jesus. 2. The religionists attack the name of Jesus, forbidding the believers to preach or teach in that name. 3. When the apostles were persecuted, they rejoiced that they were counted worthy to be dishonored on behalf of the name of Jesus. H. The Lord Jesus praised the overcomers in Philadelphia because they did not deny his name. 1. The recovered church has abandoned all names other than that of the Lord Jesus Christ, belonging to the Lord absolutely. 2. To denominate the church by taking away any name other than the Lord's is spiritual fornication. The church, as the pure virgin betrothed to Christ, should have no name other than her husband's.
Roman numeral 2. Behold. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Matthew 1:23. A. Jesus was the King Savior's name given by God, whereas Emmanuel was the King Savior's name called by man. B. Matthew is a book on Emmanuel, God incarnated to be with us. C. Emmanuel is all-inclusive. He is first our Savior, then our Redeemer, then our Life-Giver, and then the all-inclusive, indwelling Spirit. 2. Actually, the content of the entire New Testament is an Emmanuel, and all the believers in Christ, as the members of Christ, are part of this great Emmanuel, the corporate Christ. D. The practical Emmanuel is the spirit of reality as the presence of the consummated triune God in our spirit. His presence is always with us in our spirit, not only day by day, but also moment by moment. 1. He is with us in our gatherings. He is with us all the days. 3. He is with us in our spirit. Small a. Today, our spirit is the land of Emmanuel. B. Because God is with us, the enemy can never take over the land of Emmanuel. 4. We can enjoy the presence of the triune God in gathering together for the teaching of his holy word. 5. We enjoy grace and peace through the Spirit as the presence of the triune God. The Spirit's leading and witnessing are his presence. 7. We enjoy the dispensing of the triune God through his presence as the Spirit. E. To live with Christ as Emmanuel, we need to be in his divine presence, which is the life-giving Spirit as the consummation of the triune God. 1. To live with Christ, we still live, yet not by ourselves alone, but by Christ living in us and with us as Emmanuel. The triune God cannot complete his intention to dispense himself into our being outside of us. Therefore, his being with us must be inward. 2. Emmanuel is our life and person, and we are his organ, living together with him as person. Our victory depends upon Emmanuel, the presence of Jesus. If we have the Lord's presence, we have wisdom, insight, foresight, and the inner knowledge concerning things. The Lord's presence is everything to us.
F. If we would enter, possess, and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the reality of the good land, we must do so by the presence of the Lord. The Lord promised Moses, and he said, "My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest." Exodus 33:14. God's presence is his way, the map that shows his people the way they should take. 1. In order to fully gain and possess Christ as the all-inclusive land for God's building, we must hold on to the principle that God's presence is the criterion for every matter, regardless of what we do. We must pay attention to whether or not we have God's presence. If we have God's presence, we have everything. But if we lose God's presence, we lose everything. 2. The presence of the Lord, the smile of the Lord, is a governing principle we must learn to be kept, to be ruled, to be governed, and to be guided by the direct, first-hand presence of the Lord. 3. As a representative of the reigning aspect of a mature life, Joseph enjoyed the presence of the Lord, and with it, the Lord's authority, prosperity, and blessing. 4. Moses was a person very near to God's heart, and according to God's heart. Hence, he had God's presence to a full extent. 5. The Apostle Paul was one who lived and acted in the presence of Christ according to the index of his whole person expressed in his eyes. 6. In my youth, I was taught various ways to overcome, to be victorious, to be holy, and to be spiritual. However, not any of these ways worked. Nothing works but the Lord's presence. His being with us is everything. G. The entire New Testament is an Emmanuel, and we are now a part of this great Emmanuel that will consummate in the New Jerusalem, in the New Heaven and New Earth, for eternity. The New Testament begins with a God-man who is God with us, and ends with a great God-man, the New Jerusalem, which is Jehovah is there. Testimony. I testify that when I changed jobs at the age of 51, I was guided by the Lord's presence. When I was informed of the opportunity to change jobs, I am naturally timid, and I thought I am already over 50 and putting myself in a new environment will be difficult, so I should not change jobs. However, when I thought this way and spoke about it to others, I sensed that the Spirit of Jesus strictly forbade me. Acts 16:7. And when they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, yet the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. I found this strange, but I decided to follow the leading of the Spirit of Jesus. Relying on the Lord's inner presence, I had an interview at the U.S. headquarters in July and joined the company in September. Even after joining, anxieties came upon me, such as, what kind of people will be waiting for me? And will excessive overtime work or social drinking interfere with my church life? However, since I entered the company under the guidance of the Lord's inner presence, whenever I believed that this presence would supply me, support me, and guide me, strength rose up within me. Roman numeral 2E3 says, if we have the Lord's presence, we have wisdom, insight, foresight, and the inner knowledge concerning things. The Lord's presence is everything. Because the Lord's presence went with me to my new workplace, my inner anxieties disappeared. I was filled with strength and wisdom, and I was able to move forward overcome various oppositions and obstacles, and succeed.